This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Snoop, the first pitch, the ugliest dog, and kissing. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Has this ever happened to you?
Hi there, I'm Charlie the repairman. I'm here to fix the fridge.
Oh, hi, come on in. Thanks for coming on such short notice. The refrigerator's right over there.
All right, let me bend over here and have a look at it.
I hope the problem's not so serious. You know, it's been acting. Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Disgusting? What's disgusting?
When you bend over, I can see your huge butt crack and your wrinkly cheeks. Oh. I have to tell you, it's very unsightly.
You know, lady, I hear that all the time, and I gotta tell you, it hurts. You know, repairmen have feelings too.
Haven't you heard about the great new product from the Frigamall people? Oh. It's made especially for guys like you.
What? Great new product?
Yeah, they call it the butt bra.
The butt bra?
That's right. It's the men's undergarment that actually lifts and separates saggy cheeks to give them a more shapely and well-rounded appearance. And the underwire support creates some fabulous butt cleavage. Oh. You should give it a try.
Okay, thanks. I will.
Now, about that refrigerator, can you fix it?
I don't know, lady. Why don't I take a crack at it?
The butt bra from Frigamall Lingerie Boutique. You won't believe how amazing your trousers fit and how great your ass looks when you put one on. Let's check in with Charlie the repairman on his return visit to work on that fridge.
All right, ma'am. Let me just bend over and take a look at this refrigerator and see how it's doing now.
Oh, my.
What's the matter, ma'am? Is there a problem?
No. It's just that your butt crack, it's so sexy. I've never seen such a handsome, manly crevice in my life.
Oh, my. Thank you. I'm flattered.
I want you now. Uh-oh. Take me.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me put down my toolkit.
No, you bring it with you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, thanks, butt bra.
You're welcome, Charlie. The butt bra from the Frigamall Lingerie Boutique. And to make your butt cleavage so shiny it sparkles, try new Crack Shellac. And for you fellas with a little too much butt cleavage, try new Butt Putty. Butt Putty. We'll fill your crack or give you your money back. Butt Crack Shellac and Butt Putty. Only from Frigamall.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Missed a sports story? What I missed?
But first, a correction. Apparently, Greg Warren will be doing his report live in the studio later this week.
I've just been informed.
This is terrible news.
What?
I mean, because we're not going to hear from him right now, is what I mean.
Is that what you mean?
Close circuit to Greg. If you come here to the studio and you push the doorbell and no one answers, just go ahead and get back in your car and leave, okay? Thanks, buddy.
Wow, that is just mean.
Just saying.
Hey, sometimes he brings fritters, so yeah, we shouldn't. Maybe we should.
No, I want to play something in sports.
Look at Tom getting down.
Yeah, baby.
He's not along.
Are you getting down, Tom?
You know, I'm playing this in sports.
Where is that story? Yes.
I got it.
Snoop was in Major League Baseball, the world of Major League Baseball in Milwaukee. That's right. Before performing Milwaukee's Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Saturday night, Snoop made the rounds at the home of the Milwaukee Brewers before and during their 3-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Well, that's not very good, but he FaceTimed with Bob Uecker, as a matter of fact. And he signed a pair of shoes for fellow Skechers enthusiast Wade Miley. He made the rounds of the Brewers clubhouse through a ceremonial first pitch that drew a standing ovation from the surprised crowd of just over 38,000 people. And most memorably of all, he sat in a couple innings of play-by-play in the Brewers television booth.
Huh.
How about that?
Very cool.
Snoop-a-loop.
Yeah, that's so cool. I wonder if they had their finger on the button, if you know what I mean.
According to Milwaukee Brewers first base coach Quentin Berry, quote, Snoop is a total vibe, man, 100%. From the instant he walked in, he had a big smile on, was ready to take pictures. Anything you wanted, he was available. So there you go.
Did a nice job in that first pitch. Not from the mound, by the way.
In front of the mound. Well, that's the key.
Most people do it from
that's what you're supposed to.
They've learned.
Yes.
Yeah. Mound, when you're down there, it's really far.
Yeah, it is.
I've thrown one first pitch at albeit a minor league baseball game. I've nailed it.
Were you on the mound?
Were you there? Yeah. No, I wasn't on the mound. Well, that's the trick, though. You got to get just a little bit in front of the mound.
Yeah.
Zip.
Okay, well.
Anyway. Strike. It was a strike, Tom.
No, very good.
Struck out the side.
Did you do the bit where you pretend like you're denying the signals? Did you do that thing? You're like, no, not that. No, not that. Yeah, okay.
That's a clue.
No, I wish I would have.
That's a missed opportunity on your part. It's one of the funniest things you can do.
Now you ruined it.
I can make arrangements for you to do a first pitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Easily done.
Okay.
You can do Willie's move.
It's not my move. It's a genius move, though. Imagine Ryan Gosling doing that. That'd be a real kick, wouldn't it?
I like Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. He could do anything.
Oh.
You can make a terrible movie and people go see it.
Yeah, they do.
Boy.
Because it's Ryan Gosling.
Fall Guy is not good.
That is awful.
And I give the goose a wide berth. Nobody likes it more than I do.
I look forward to it.
I like Blade.
If you can sit through that without being high.
No kidding.
Probably on something really strong, too. Like Thorazine. Well, he's drooling again, can't move. Oh, then show him that movie, The Fall Guy. He'll sit through it.
That's me on Thorazine.
Okay. You know, we haven't heard much from Godwin today.
Did three songs.
I've made the mistake of doing that every now and then, saying Godwin, and I get the S look from both of you, so...
Well, I thought perhaps we could break away.
See,
from,
like that.
I thought we could break away from sports and perhaps do a news story that might lead to a song. From
what
Mr.
What Godwin. Story would that be?
What about sports? I've got sports.
I know.
I got one more sports story.
Let's vote. All those in favor of more sports.
Chick, go ahead.
Do your story.
Sports. And now here's Boats.
I remember when Mellencamp goes, that's when a spoke was a spoke.
No, it's look up the lyrics. It's smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah, smoke.
That's all these years?
It's smoke.
Smoke. That's when
a smoke was a smoke.
I thought it was chili dog.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
It's not that's when a sport was a sport?
No, that's when a smoke was a smoke.
You believe the guy who told you that, and he was lying.
John, John Mellencamp. Take the marbles out of your mouth, mister.
A Pekingese named Wild Thang, T-H-A-N-G. A Pekingese Wild Thang.
Oh, he makes my heart sing.
He crowned been crowned this year's world's ugliest dog.
Well, that's not nice.
USA Today reports that the 8-year-old pooch from Oregon took home the crown after participating in the competition 5 times. Ooh. The first prize winner receives $5,000. Second, $3,000. $2,000 goes to third place. Mug Root Beer.
Oh, I love Mug Root Beer.
Sponsored the contest this year.
This dog is so ugly, he won't even lick his own crotch. Look at that thing.
I think it's cute.
He is kind of cute.
Not that bad. But his tongue hangs like that all the time.
Maybe he has a damaged dental plate, they say.
Tongue stuff. Yes, his dental plate.
Whatever the hell they call that.
Okay, well,
his embouchure is...
He's a sweetie pie.
Yeah, that's what they call it, embouchure.
You could use him if your Roomba breaks. He'll just clean the floor for you.
Yeah, he's Swiffer.
Imagine, what is it? Who's the big furry thing?
Look at that.
Is it Fing in the Addams Family?
Yeah.
Or,
right.
It's
Cousin It.
Cousin It, yeah.
Yeah.
And they say they've never cut his hair.
Yeah, you can tell,
Let me sing to the dog.
Okay.
Oh.
Wild Fang. Your teeth are 3 fangs. Your hair has matted bangs and bows. I'm talking Wild Thang. Wild Thang, I think you're a winner. But I want to know for sure. Come here a little bit closer, darling. Whoa, Wild Thang. You're number one, baby. Wild Thang.
With the A.
Yeah. Boy, chick, really.
Yeah. I think the die was cast by, and as the jerk, it's Chick McGee.
It's just like
swinging, we'll do it again.
It's swinging the heavy bat. That's what I call it.
That's right. See, if you can make it through us, you can make it through anything.
Yes,
that is true.
That's a sweet little dog. I'm sure the owner goes, such a handsome boy. It's a good doggy.
He's a big sweetie.
That's a good puppy.
It's a baby.
Sometimes things are so ugly they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
No, I wouldn't say that, Josh.
You are hideous.
Don't say that about yourself. You're not that cute.
I am hard on the eyes.
I can barely look at you.
Not easy to see.
Can you imagine this?
What's wrong with you people?
This coming at you with a fur kiss?
Oh, yeah. No, nobody.
Oh, my God.
Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it.
Tom, do you shut your eyes when you kiss? I bet you don't.
Just you.
Christy, have you ever been kissing?
I wish I could believe that.
Have you ever been kissing and you open your eyes just to see and they open their eyes too?
Oh,
is that always,
so
always kind of
it's
interesting?
It's kind of funny, actually.
Do you have your glasses on?
Depends.
I don't care what you're wearing, blow away.
That's a beautiful bit of business right there.
Yeah.
Tom, have you ever been kissing a girl and she opens her eyes and you see and you go, oh, the chloroform didn't take? Don't you hate that?
Damn it.
Oh, jeez. How many kisses do you kiss before you you tongue it? You bring the tongue in.
Play that by ear.
It's not the first one?
No, it's not the tongue?
How do we get from ugly dogs to this?
To make it out? Do you ever make out? Just make out?
Oh, there's an art form to it.
Pat, you want to weigh in on this?
I love making out.
No, I want Tom to weigh in. You come into the living room, you're holding 2 glasses of wine, and you say something like, here you go, dear, and then you sit beside
I guess
her.
I'll put this somewhere else because I don't drink this swill.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah,
that's him. Rance Romance really. Right there.
Boy. Tom, man. All right, you do not have to tell us what it is, do you have a move or something that you can say that lets her know you are in the mood?
It looks like I'm praying.
The begging move.
You don't put your...
Oh, yeah. Ain't you proud, huh?
You don't put your hand on your crotch and you say, you want some of this? Put it away.
That's a good move.
How about that?
Oh, the towel trick. That's always a classic.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that could be cute.
I'm not either.
You've never seen the towel trick?
I want to see you do the towel trick.
Of course you do, but I'm not putting on a show.
You have to use a washcloth.
Well, a washcloth.
It's not really a towel.
Well, Tom claims
they're heavy. No towels are heavy.
It's certainly not a bath sheet. No, I can tell you that.
I am a man of a certain age. There was an era when it was an entire comforter.
Comforter.
Wow.
Comforter.
These days, I think we are making the transition. It may be a washcloth in a couple of years.
Sir, we're happy to dry clean this for you, but you have to come in that way. Can you just carry it in, please? I just ordered bath sheets, thanks to Chick and Christy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Land's End.
Oh, they're the best.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if I'm getting... sight unseen.
Right.
I saw a picture, but...
I think what you'll run into initially, you'll feel like they're too big.
Okay.
Too large. But then you...
It's like a beach towel. It's like
they're
having
a larger towel.
Yeah, a larger towel.
They're called bath sheets.
They're a bath sheet.
How thick are they?
According to the reviews, good thickness.
Too thick for you.
Yeah, I like them as like thin, like a table.
Oh, that's right. But I'm getting four. This is a splurge.
Okay.
I'm getting four for like $65.
Oh, that's a good price.
So you think their quality will be okay?
Absolutely. Kleenex costs more than that. These must be terrible.
You think I messed up?
I'll pay one for that.
What is the thread count?
Four?
Six. you're 65 hogs will buy you a nice half a bath sheet.
No.
Okay. I'll give you a review.
So this is an ugly dog, huh?
Oh, do you have more?
We're back to the topic. No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, ugly dog.
I was hoping.
What color bath sheets did you get?
White.
Oh.
Yeah.
You always go with gray or off.
What color do you have?
I got an ecru, like a tan.
You have an ivory.
Oh,
yeah,
no, yeah.
Like an ivory.
And you go with an amoeba to hide the drippage?
Well, you go
amoeba.
Green.
Amoeba.
Amoeba green first.
Amoeba print.
Yes, I did.
You really can't see them.
Well, you can't go red.
No, you can't.
You never get all the blood out, right?
Christy, I had one.
No, I'm not going to play anymore.
No, I'm trying to get. There's a new story I want you to.
Okay, which one?
Pat does not have a song for this, as far as I know.
No, I didn't have a song for the last
one about the. He would have. He would have had a song if he hadn't ruined it immediately.
Maybe we should try it again.
I'm done.
Even he knows.
He's taking his ball and going home.
Pat, during the break, we'll give it a little repair.
No, the one time was fine.
And I won't say anything.
And you'll feel better because you won't miss that one chord. This will get him.
I got all
you won't miss that one chord.
I really didn't have anything prepared.
He didn't miss a chord.
Yeah.
He just forgot jokes.
No.
That's right.
We can add one chord and at least two jokes.
At least do a joke.
Okay, so they're searching for this fugitive. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Christy? This is such a funny story. This has to be in a movie somewhere. The police are chasing this fugitive. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, authorities in Florida say they located a wanted man when his phone rang while he was hiding in a ceiling. Polk County Sheriff's deputies responding to the report of a disturbance discovered the suspect was wanted for probation violation. Police went in to search for 38-year-old Joshua Garrett at his place of work. While searching the building, deputies noticed a few ceiling tiles were disturbed, and then they heard a phone ringing. Then they spotted a hand sticking out from under the insulation. The man was taken into custody and faces additional charges, including resisting and felony criminal mischief. How'd he get up in the ceiling? That's pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, it's just so funny that...
Yeah, silence your phone, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, isn't that the first rule?
But even on vibrate, you're going to hear it. You're going to have to...
Airplane mode.
Yeah, airplane
if you're trying
mode
to escape, yeah.
Probably well, his girlfriend. His girlfriend calling him. You know, hey, can you steal some milk on the way home from work?
babe, they're right below me. Did you say?
Yeah, so when you're on the lam, go to airplane mode. Is that the key?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. God.
Although maybe you have to hear from your getaway driver or something, but
You got to know.
And it was a guy, by the way.
What do you mean?
That was a guy. Yeah.
It couldn't have been a woman because you would have been able to see her through the glass ceiling.
What?
It's a women's lib joke.
Yeah, so. And I'm insinuating
that. No place.
So sorry. So sorry.
I don't think you are.
I don't think that would be such a great scene in a movie.
Was it a regular phone ring, or did he have like the thong song or something?
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't funnier say.
That would have been awesome. Mm. Mambo number 5 could have been a good one.
Are the ringtones still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can change your ringtone.
Sure. I haven't heard one in a while. Where somebody's phone rings and it's, I am beautiful.
Such a phone ring
people
song.
Are going more
I like the sound effects for rings. I don't like songs.
Mm.
Do they still have it so that when a certain person calls, they have a different ring?
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Absolutely.
I don't have that on my phone. Do you guys? Or I have it, but I've never. Do you do it?
No, I don't do it. Really, I don't use any of the features on my phone anymore.
Always some nerd. Dun, 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 dun. The old lady's calling.
Right. There's the theme from Jaws.
Oh, boy, the Imperial March.
How about this one? Wait a minute. I think this will. Wait a minute.
Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah.
How about this?
What is Tinkerbell calling?
No, this is the Matrix.
Your hairdresser calls?
That's the Matrix ring.
That's from the Matrix?
Yeah.
That's the standard ring, isn't it?
No.
Remember that? That
yes. I feel like I'm back in a cubicle.
That's from CTU. That's 24 from Jack
Bauer. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Express Scripts. This is Josh Arnold. Yes, I'd like to be shot. Please. No, I want to face you. I want to see it coming.
1985 ring, this says.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
That's 85.
Huh? I'll bring you back, huh?
Oh.
I just saw Back to the Future in theaters. I was enjoying a McBLT.
Wiped the powder off the table and got myself a beer.
Uh-huh. The old days. Let's see. How about this?
Oh. You got that on your phone?
Yeah. Or?
Mm-hmm. How snazzy is that? That'd be a good alarm clock.
What do you mean?
Now, that's funny coming from the ceiling tiles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
As the cops are searching.
Mm. Very.
You could do all those.
I had no idea.
What does your ring sound like? Well, we heard your ring. It was weird. Yeah,
whatever the normal ring is.
That isn't the normal ring.
It's not the normal ring.
That is not the normal ring.
That's the last time I hand my phone to my 11-year-old.
Uh-huh.
That's what she's done.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.